Madame Ajad, Director General, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very honored and proud to be part of the ceremony today. And let me also thank Director General Tatiana Valla for hosting the ceremony, and Her Excellency Mairai Vailon Shahar for her very moving words. I'm especially touched by the presence of Emma Ajad here today to share her story. The painful testimonies of survivors reminds us never to forget and unite in the face of anti-Semitism, racism, and hatred. 77 years ago, the Allied forces liberated the concentration camp Auschwitz-Birkenau, discovering unspeakable horrors. Today, we commemorate the 6 million Jewish women, men, and children, as well as all other victims murdered during the Holocaust. Without doubt, the darkest moment of European history. Our union has been built on the premise of never again. After the Nazi regime and its allies tried to crush Europe's diversity, we embraced this diversity and made it the foundation of the European Union. Europe has no place for hate. All European Union member states stand united in taking a strong stance against any form of racism, anti-Semitism, and hatred, recognizing our historical responsibility in promoting and protecting the rights of each individual as well as human dignity. Nevertheless, it is the case that one in 20 Europeans have never heard about the Holocaust. And generations after these atrocities, anti-Semitism is worryingly on the rise in Europe. This is incompatible with our core values, with universal values. It challenges not only Jewish communities, but our commitment to an open and diverse society, to democracy and the European way of life. We are determined to counter it. In October 2021, the European Union presented its first ever strategy on combating anti-Semitism and fostering Jewish life. As the best antidote against anti-Semitism is knowledge. A central pillar of the European Union strategy is education and research and Holocaust remembrance. Education about the horrors of the past, research that looks into the future, and remembrance as a cornerstone of the European Union. We should not allow simplification or distortion of the facts. When Holocaust distortion is left unchallenged, it nourishes Holocaust denial, anti-Semitism, conspiracy myths, and dangerous form of nationalism. We cannot change the past, but it is our responsibility to watch, to listen, and to act to prevent genocide from ever happening again. Last week, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a new resolution on Holocaust denial by consensus. All EU member states stand united behind this important resolution, and we applaud Israel and Germany for this initiative. Here in Geneva, our collective work at the Human Rights Council and all other multilateral fora reflects a strong and united engagement against all forms of discrimination. Tolerance and dialogue are our guiding values and deeply embedded in our daily work. Work which respects the memories of the past. Ladies and gentlemen, today's important commemoration is also a moment to encourage action and take a stance against anti-Semitism and distortion of facts. Let us honor the past, protect the facts, and safeguard the future. Thank you.